Tidal Art Center in Lund has been home and studio to artist Laura Balducci for the month of February. Her project, called Fiber and Lines, has her spinning, painting and creating wearable works of art out of polymer clay, which will be on display from February 24 to 27. Working with fiber has been a passion for the BC artist since she was 7 years old. My draw to fiber as an art form began at a young age when I knew I wanted to be a hairdresser, which I did become, said Balducci, who trained professionally at Suki's in Vancouver. Her great-grandmother, who was a knitter, was a big influence for Balducci, and while living on Cortez Island for the past 10 years, she was taught to spin yarn by local women who were experts in their field. Working with fiber, plant or animal, is a lot like working with hair, said Balducci. I like the texture and the fact that the fiber I use is sustainable and reusable. For the past month or more, she has spun yarn using merino wool, silk and bamboo. I use a wheel or weave it, using a blending board, then I steam it to set and create a yarn cake, said Balducci. I'll have 30 yarn cakes by the art opening. Yarn aficionados can use the yarn to make scarves, blankets, dolls, wearable art and sweaters. Another great thing about yarn, Balducci said, is frogging, which is, when you take a previously created piece, such as a scarf, and you are tired of it, you can rework the fiber into something completely new. Now known as upcycling, sustainable and reuse of fabrics for clothing and fashion accessories has been a growing trend across North America, and has been popular in Europe for decades. Lund has been great, said Balducci. The other folks at Tidal Arts are generous and inspiring, the walking trails are amazing, and with winter weather, I have been able to hunker down and create for up to 10 hours a day. She has hosted 2 Stitch in Bitch events so far that have attracted more than 30 participants. Along with making yarn, Balducci's time at Tidal Arts has been busy, but focused. I have created a painting a day, using watercolor and gouache as a medium, and creating button accessories made from polymer clay and powdered pigment, said Balducci. As a multidisciplinary artist, she has explored many mediums, from yarn making, doll making, acrylic paints and collage, to photography, using items found randomly at the free store, on Cortez, and creating buttons. Balducci has had 6 solo art installations, countless group shows, and served as the coordinator at the Cortez Island Museum. Balducci's Fiber and Lines Artist in Residence launch takes place from February 24 to 27. The public is invited to Tidal Art Center for the opening Friday, February 24, from 5 to 7 p.m. An artist talk is scheduled for Sunday, February 26, at 7 p.m. The gallery is open to the public from 12 to 7 p.m. Saturday to Monday. For more information, go to Tidal Art Center or email laurabalducciart@gmail.com.